This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, May 19th. Well, it's been a pretty brutal week in the grain complex with the markets just collapsing. Corn and beans into new lows in a speedy type of sell-off. Wheat not into new lows, but certainly well off their highs. Kansas City putting in a big outside day lower on Wednesday, getting a lot of follow-through yesterday. Chicago selling off, coming back down to the lows from a couple weeks ago. So far, it's holding those lows. Minneapolis kind of in the middle. We're not at those recent lows, but we're similar to what Kansas City was doing with reversals down and getting some follow-through. So it sure looks to me like the seasonal highs are in for wheat. We're headed into harvest. The crop tour is behind us. The rains are coming, believe it or not, to the Central Plains. And, you know, if anything, it's probably going to slow down some harvest. And it might bump up yields a little bit in northern Kansas and to Nebraska. So I think we've seen the worst of it. The market is well aware of the damage and the, you know, quantifying that damage. USDA was pretty proactive in cutting production estimates out of Kansas in particular, but just for hard red winter wheat in general. So they're trying to stay ahead of the curve here. And I just think, you know, with the crop tour behind us, you had boots on the ground out there looking at all these fields, giving us an estimate that is pretty close to what USDA gave us. So let's take a look at the tour. On the third leg, it was from Wichita to Manhattan, finding much better production prospects at 44.1 bushels an acre. So for all 3 days of the tour, they came in at 30 bushels an acre, whereas USDA was only at 29. But the tour is estimating that you're going to have even less harvested acres than USDA projected. So they're looking at harvested acres of 5.9 million acres on a planted acreage base of 8.1 million. So that's a drop of almost 27% of planted acres versus harvested. USDA is factoring in just 18.5% abandonment, which is still pretty high. So USDA's estimate for hard red winter wheat was 191 million bushels. The tour came in at 178. And yet the market went down. We've been going down. So even with all the damage from the boots on the ground and talking about the massive abandonment and that their yield estimates are probably too high because, you know, the crops are so short, still the market could not hold itself together. That's a big red flag. And you look at the chart formation, man, it's going to be tough to get back up to those highs from just a couple days ago. And those are the same highs that held this market over the last 6 months. So it's a formidable resistance. And I think that for the short term, we're probably not going to get back there. You know, we're going to head south into the harvest. I would expect harvest to be short and sweet, going to move quickly, and that would probably establish our lows early, probably middle of June rather than early to mid-July. The further north you go, the better the crop gets, but usually your seasonal lows are established by the time you're done harvesting in Kansas. So I would still expect that to kind of be the case. At this point, I think the wheat market has pretty much had its moments of fame, and the trade is going to be focusing more on corn and soybeans, which you don't see any, you know, weather problems at this point. But we're also aware of the fairly dry conditions in Iowa, of course, major, you know, corn producing state. In the root zone, you look at the maps and it's fairly dry. So the crops look okay to start. There's moisture around. You know, they're going to get off to a good start. They're getting in early, but it's not a slam dunk that we're going to come in with record crops in the United States. And boy, the trade is banking on that pretty hard. So I think that, you know, it's a long way to go before we even get into the pollination phase. So I just think with the kind of washout that we've had in corn and beans, it's hard to envision that the market doesn't get some kind of weather scare or some kind of recovery as we work our way over these next couple months. It's just something to keep in mind. Looking around the rest of the world, France talking about their crop conditions, still looking very good. 93% good to excellent for soft wheat. That's down one from last week. They've been hovering at 93, 94 for the last several weeks. So, you know, they're in the later stages of their crop as well. And I think that, you know, we're looking at big production coming out of Europe. Spain has a drought issue. Northern Italy has a drought issue. That might become a Durham thing. But for the most part, you know, the key winter wheat growing areas of the European continent have had ideal growing conditions. The Black Sea, you know, there's a lot of chatter about dryness in Siberia, spring wheat country, but Russia does not export spring wheat. Yes, it'll affect their overall wheat production, but the exportable supplies, which is what sets world price, comes from the southern region, and just north of that, if they need to draw on supplies, it comes from the central region. But they look like they're going to come in with another pretty respectable crop out of Russia. Ukraine looks fine. They didn't plant near as much, and they're going to be focusing more on oil seeds, sunflowers in particular. That's more of a domestic crop. They don't have to stress so much about getting it exported. So, I mean, it's a mixed bag in wheat. When you're looking at, you know, high-quality hard wheat, of course, you look at hard red winter wheat in the U.S. You look at hard red spring wheat in the northern plains of the U.S. and the Canadian prairies. What a mix. It just seems like the border has this, you know, invisible border all the way up to the atmosphere, because Canadian prairies, pretty dry and in a pretty rough situation, whereas the U.S. northern plains look okay for the most part. And in fact, North Dakota, which is, you know, the country's by far the largest spring wheat producer, they look ideal. They've had a ton of rain last week. Not a lot in the forecast for this coming, you know, 6 or 7 days, but in the 8 to 14, there's seems to be more rain coming. But for the most part, if anything, they've probably got planting delays. But, you know, they're going to have a very good moisture base for their spring crops and winter crops, for that matter. So I don't see any issues developing at this point for the bulk of spring wheat country in the United States. So it's hard to rally a market when you have that kind of fundamental structure, at least in the near term. You know, if the Canadian prairies continue in their drought situation, ultimately that will impact wheat prices. And frankly, I think down the road, once we get into, you know, the fall, once we get past the harvest for the northern hemisphere, which is the bulk of that happens during July, which is usually why we see our harvest lows in July. If we come in with a big spring wheat crop here in the U.S., that seasonal pressure, at least in Minneapolis, will probably stretch into August. But normally you get your fall rally up and through September, typically peaking around early October. And we'll see what's happening then with the southern hemisphere. If you have El Nino strong, you'd be assuming that, or you'd be looking for Australia to have a short crop, Argentina to have a good crop, you know, who knows. But I do think there's a pretty good chance that the wheat market takes another run at the highs that were put in here just a few days ago. Especially Kansas City would likely be your leader again. And I think would have a good chance of taking that out finally. And it would become your measuring point. Wherever your harvest low is, and that major resistance that we keep failing at, that becomes your measuring point. Just set it right on top of the resistance. I think the market's got a pretty solid chance of taking that out. So we'll, you know, but that's down the road, right in front of us. We got harvest. We've got, you know, no support from corn and soybeans. I just think the wheat market has had its run in the normal seasonal pattern. We're going to get some pressure over the next month, but I don't think our bull market is over just yet. Not with the kind of, you know, wipeout in production we've had in hard red winter wheat. Kind of just depends on what everything else falls into place. Soft red should be fine. Spring wheat at this point looks like it'll be fine. Canada, not so much. So it's just a mixed bag. And a lot will have to depend on what the southern hemisphere does as we work our way into the fall. The Ukraine has their spring plantings progress about 86% complete, and their total planted acres is expected to be down about 500,000 hectares. Export sales yesterday, excuse me, For wheat, we had 295,000 net. We had a lot of cancellations of old crop, but that's just being bumped over to new crop. In corn, we had a minus 265,000 tons. That included new crop sales. And of course, that was on the Chinese cancellation of 272. Unknown canceled 86,000. Now, China canceled another 272,000 this week, and that'll show up in next week's export sales report. So it's been a pretty rough slog for corn exports when you have one of your main buyers continually canceling sales. In soybeans, a pretty decent number at 680,000 tons. That was above the high end of the range of estimates. Unknown took 390,000 of new crop. China canceled 119,000 of old, and they bought 187,000 tons of new. So not a lot to hang your hat on as far as export sales go, but I think getting back to wheat and where I look for this market to go, I just think your seasonal highs are in. You're going to work your way lower into harvest, which should the lows should come in early. And the trade is going to focus more on corn and beans anyway. And so far, we don't see any weather problems, but it's still very early in the growing season. So expect some kind of a weather spook as we work our way through the growing season. And it just depends on what Mother Nature throws at us. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.